Case number 10249, Sandra Mills, northeast of Route 541, 1,800 feet northwest of Road 536. A special use exception to place a manufactured home on a medical hardship basis.
Good evening.
You both want to speak? Okay. Names and addresses, please. Seaford? Okay, and you both swear or affirm testimony you're about to give should be the truth, whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Good evening.
Good evening. I'm here to request a special placement of a mobile home due to the medical hardship and also financial difficulty. My wonderful son here has offered to help take care of me.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what do we got? A letter here from the, okay.
Chairman, I do have a letter from the doctor, Mr. Carnage, indicating it is a medical situation.
The only thing that isn't correct on the letter is it says approximately 100 feet from my home. It's not going to be that far. It's going to be within the perimeter of the property that we have. And we're going to clear as least as possible as far as it's a wooded lot.
Mm-hmm.
We'll do as least clearing as possible and try to stay as close as I can to the home that's already there, without being jammed right up to it. So.
Okay.
And it will be directly behind his home, so it won't even be seen.
Uh-huh.
It wouldn't be seen from the road or the neighboring properties.
And it shouldn't affect any of the adjacent or neighboring properties as well.
Mr. Rickard, I take it by this note from the inspector that the first mobile was approved on less than 5 acres.
Right. And you do have on both sides less than 5 acres. There are mobile homes on both sides of it.
In that same area.
Right.
Yes.
And you all understand. You understand that this is for a period of maximum period of 2 years if it's approved. After 2 years or before 2 years, if you intended to still use that for the same use, then you would come to the planning and zoning office to just get year by year extensions. And if the use is no longer for the two of you, then the mobile would have to be removed. It can't be used for someone else, or it can't be used as an apartment or rental or what have you.
Yes.
Understand.
Okay.
Do you have any problems with the setbacks? You're not going to have any problems with regular setbacks that are there that you need to set your trailer back?
Nothing has to be done with the home that's there. The only thing that...
You're meeting the side yard setbacks and everything.
Yeah, the only thing that may have to be done is my shed may have to be moved to get the home back where it needs to be. But then it would probably be placed, right where it was in the beginning, right where it is now.
Just to make sure, so you have to meet those setbacks, although you're approved.
When you apply for a permit, it'll tell you what your setback requirements are on both the side and rear.
Yes.
Yeah, you're talking about the limitations as far as how many feet away from the, mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right. Too many times people get the medical hardship and they say, well, I've got carte blanche, but they don't.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to get a permit. You still have to meet the setbacks that are on that permit.
Okay. Yeah, they gave us all that information.
Okay, good.
Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Wortman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills? Hearing no further questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application?
Yes,
sir. Sir, you want to come forward, please?
Okay. My name is Edward Hicks. I live at 27544 Easy Lane. I own the property beside these people.
Do you swear affirm testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Okay. Take your place.
My concerns is the trailer that they have in there could be actually close to my property or on my property. I don't know for sure. When they put it in there, you know, it seemed like it was pretty good, but having another piece of trailer coming in there, I'm a little concerned because I plan on putting a road in there sometime because I have 50-foot right-of-way back to 20-some acres back there.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mind them, you know, putting another home in there as long as it don't affect my property because, you know, that's the only thing I have concern.
Okay. As long as they meet the setback requirements, you're okay with it?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. And that, I think you said he could.
Okay.
All right, sir. Any other opposition? Okay, chair, hearing no further, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I don't see where the request would substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent neighboring properties. Make a motion that we approve case number 10,249 for a period of 2 years.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion? I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 10,249 for a period of 2 years. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved.
Thanks, sir.
Thank you.
Case number 10,250, Alan Strigger and